You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder.
There was once a dream. You could only whisper it. Anything more than a whisper, and it would vanish.
A battle between good and evil.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Where shall I find a new adversary so close to my own level?
Try the local sewer.
You know of the rebellion against the Empire?
The Avengers, Earth's mightiest heroes.
Peace means having a bigger stick than the other guy.
One of these days, I'm going to have a stick of my own.
I'm Groot.
Welcome to the Neverland Podcast. The podcast for lovers of Disney, Pixar, Marvel, and Star Wars.
I'm glad you're here to tell us these things.
Please welcome your host, Jeremy.
I thought he'd be taller.
Yeah, I can fly.
All it takes is faith and trust.
Well, if it isn't the Star Spangled Man with a plan, what is your plan today?
Up to Neverland!
Take your pixie out of your pocket, Neverlanders. Sprinkle some pixie dust around. Grab your happiest thought. We're going to fly away to Neverland once again. It's me. It's Jeremy, your spider pan, once again to lead you on the way to Neverland and give you a little bit of a bright spot at the beginning of the week. But we are not alone. It's always fun when we have Lost Boy Eric with us. Hello.
Hello. How's it going?
It's a going well. Actually, this has been a long, annoying week.
Oh, goodness. I'm sorry to hear that.
Just the pressure of, you know, you can't get on Facebook without either one or extreme or the other on every issue. I mean, with an election year coming up, I'm just getting tired of it. And then we had another incident in North Carolina, and everybody's split and divided. And it seems I can't go look on Facebook just to see what people are up to anymore. I constantly got to see somebody's argumentative opinion or how this person is evil or that person is evil and this is the only right candidate. And I am sick to death of seeing it. So I need a break.
Well, I'll tell you, life is truly a hurricane.
Yeah, here in Duckburg. Oh, which, by the way, do you watch Dancing with the Stars?
You know, I don't watch Dancing with the Stars, but I do have an active link to YouTube open almost all the time.
Yeah, I'm normally not a fan of the show, unless there's somebody on there I kind of want to watch. But there was really nothing on last Monday, and I was taking a break from my homework, and I switched over, and they mentioned that there was a couple that was going to dance to, because they were doing TV night, and they were going to dance to the theme from DuckTales. They also had a group that they did the Muppet Show theme. And I think it was even Ryan Lochte, like the Olympic swimmer who kind of got in some controversy, who was dancing to the Muppet Show theme.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if the Muppet Show one was fun, but the DuckTales, they put all the effort they had. The girl, who I guess she's a celebrity, I can't think of who the world was. I think she was one of our Olympic swimmers as well. I think she might have been the short one. But they had her wearing a red dress next to a couple other girls wearing the green and the blue, like Huey, Dewey, and Louie, although she looked more like Webbigail with the bow in her hair.
Mm-hmm.
But then they had the guy dressed completely Scrooge McDuck, and they did this great dance inside the money bin and then dove into, like, this gold confetti stuff. Oh, my gosh. It was awesome.
Sounds like...
I had a lot of fun with that. I hope they do some more stuff like that.
Well, let's just hope they don't ask Don Rosa to contribute to it.
Yeah. But, you know, they sometimes they do Disney night on Dancing with the Stars, so I'm going to keep my ears open to see if they do something like that again.
All right.
But so that was kind of cool. But in order to help me deal with, you know, the week I'm sure we're all having, I'm sure I'm not the only one who's really tired of this whole thing. The nice thing about the magic of Neverland is that we can have a virtual experience and we can go to Disneyland right here while we're in Neverland. We have our own Disneyland. In fact, you know, at some point, we might even have a retro Disneyland where we go and look at a few extinct attractions and ride on those. That might be fun.
Yeah,
but that's not
going
to be today. But we'll have to do that sometime. That would be awesome.
I still miss America Sings, so I'm definitely going to have to take that nostalgic trip back.
Oh, yes. We'll definitely do that. But as we step out of here into Main Street, I think we do have some fun news that would be nice to cover.
Spanning the Disney and geek universe to bring you the best in comics, toys, movies, and entertainment. This is news from around Neverland.
Oh yeah, you know, I've just been reading all over online, well, pretty much every website other than any official Disney websites, that Stitch might be getting evicted from the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, but we don't have anything about an eviction, but their final day of regular operations is going to be October 1st, and they're getting moved to a seasonal, I have no idea what that means, a seasonal a thing for Stitch's Great Escape. And so the attractions will be open from November 19th to the 26th, and then December 17th through January 2nd. So it's going to be sporadic. Now, there's been probably a million people saying, yay, no more Stitch's Great Escape. The weird thing is I liked that ride. I've only been there once, and I never did the Alien Encounter, and I think people are just sore that they lost the Alien Encounter. But I really like Stitch's Great Escape. I thought it was fun, and I like Stitch.
Well, you know, I'm glad to hear that. I've never had the experience of having Stitch blow a chili corn dog into my face. But
yeah, chili burp. That's not the only ride at Disney World where they put a stink on you. I mean, they do it in It's Tough to Be a Bug. You get hit with some stink. And I think there was somewhere else I got hit with some stink. But they only ever complain about it with Stitch. I'm like, come on. There's smell stuff going on all the time, and only occasionally do you get a stink on it. But they only complain about it because Stitch does it as a burp.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think really they just want Alien Encounter to come back.
It could be, but from what the rumors on these non-Disney sites are saying, we're not necessarily getting Alien Encounter back, though it might have something with a hero's dick.
Possibly, but I don't like to play with rumors because I don't want to spread gossip, you know. Rumors don't always come true. Sometimes they do, but most of the time they're just somebody trying to get clicks to their Disney.
Yeah. Well, time will tell. You know, there were rumors regarding what would happen to the Tower of Terror out in California. We can see now that Disney has made an official announcement and work's actually progressing
right
on the building there.
Yep. So I'm excited to check it out too.
Oh, definitely. You know, but I am looking forward to trying to get that final ride in.
Mm-hmm. Yes, especially while they're doing it in the dark.
Gotta
go check that out.
Yes.
So, and then you can tell us about it because you're headed out there next weekend. So,
almost definitely.
Try to get that in and let us know. Oh, hey, looky there. Coke Corner's over there. In case nobody caught this like last week, I've gotten to see the real Coke Corner. This was really, really neat while I was in Marceline here at the museum. And my panel, Kay Mallins and Peter Whitehead, back at Planet Comic Con, when they came down and we talked some Walt Disney and Marceline,
mm-hmm.
they mentioned something with Coke Corner, but it didn't click for me until this last trip here at Toon Fest, and hopefully y'all heard this last week, but while Trenton and I were at the museum, they talked about that they finally saw the Coke sign on the building that had just had faded away, and part of the building burned away. There was like this jewelry store in the corner, and they had always wondered, well, why, when Walt Disney went and made this corner that looks kind of like the jewelry store in Marceline, why did he call it Coke Corner? Well, they finally noticed that there was a Coke billboard that had just faded away, and they finally got the Coke billboard repainted there in Marceline, and I got a really good photo. But the really cool part about it is, you know, it's the Coca-Cola 5 cents, then right above it is this sign advertising this undertaking service.
Oh, wow.
And which is a fun story because Roy and Walt had worked for this undertaking service, and Roy drove the hearse, and Walt pretended to be dead in the back of the hearse.
Oh, goodness.
So it's very significant. But so that explains why there's a Coke Corner, because Walt remembered that Coca-Cola sign right there.
Exactly. Well,
oh, I got such a kick out of that.
That is terrific news.
Yeah, this is really, really neat stuff. Oh, but hey, do you have a favorite light in Fantasyland?
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah, see, the Fantasyland I've been to in Walt Disney World, you know, I think we got a chance to ride Snow White's Scary Adventures, which unfortunately is gone, and it was, I think, the better version of Snow White's Scary Adventures compared to what I've heard of the audio of Disneyland. So I'm sad that that's gone, but I'm going to be excited to do the Dwarf ride. But you know what? I think we just need to ride everything.
Sounds good.
So let's just do it. And everybody come with us. Magic of Neverland. Woohoo!
I am calling dibs right now on the driver's seat on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. I am not going to end up in Hades again.
Oh, boy. You better drive us safe. If you send us to hell, I'll tell you what, we're going to have problems.
We'll find out.
going the wrong way.
Everybody, here we go! Off to Neverland!
Think of a wonderful thought, any merry little thought.
Think of Christmas, think of snow, think of sleigh bells, think of all the reindeer in the sky.
Happiest things, it's the singers that you meet.
a career as a buccaneer is the life of a pirate for me. Whoa! The life of a pirate for me. Whoa! A pirate's life is a wonderful life. They never bury your bones. For when it's all over, a jolly sea rover drops in on his friend Davy Jones. Whoa! His very good friend Davy Jones. Whoa! A pirate's life is a wonderful life. You'll find adventure and sport. But live every minute for all that is in it. The life of a pirate is short. Whoa! The life of a pirate is short.
Golden afternoon. centipede.
Where the lazy daisies love
the very peaceful life they lead. Little bread and butterflies kiss the tulips, and the sun is like a toy ball. Get up in the morning glories in the golden afternoon.
Always to drop.
So let the paint be spread.
We're painting the roses red.
And many a tear we shed.
Because we know.
Oh, they'll cease to grow.
In fact, they'll soon be dead.
Oh, and yet we go ahead. Painting the roses red. We planted the white roses by mistake.
And the queen, she likes them red. If she saw white instead,
she'd raise a fuss.
Oh, and each of us
would quickly lose his head.
Since this is the thought we dread,
we're painting the roses red.
Thank you.
I'm a little behind on this news. I've been hearing about it, and I keep forgetting to talk about it. But they're re-releasing the original Star Wars soundtracks on vinyl on these picture discs, about $35 each.
Oh, yeah.
They have, like, a Death Star image and stuff like that. I think they're already available. They might even be selling them in the parks.
Yeah, I believe that they are. In fact, now that we're talking about it, I remember the very last trip I took to Disneyland. They were selling them at the Star Trader in Tomorrowland.
Yeah, and you got to see that Force Awakens with the TIE Fighter hologram in there?
Yep, they actually had that one on display over at the Star Wars Launch Bay.
If y'all look on YouTube, there is this great video, Star Wars Launch Bay. I would love to get this just for that hologram, and I don't know how they achieved this. But there's some video on YouTube y'all need to check out of the Force Awakens vinyl where this TIE Fighter hologram is just spinning kind of in the middle of the record. I guess the lights got to hit it just right. But it is amazing.
Oh, and it's not just a TIE fighter. There's also a TIE bomber on there, too.
I don't know how much they're selling that vinyl for. I bet it's a lot more than the $35 to buy the other.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a decent price.
Yeah. It'd be kind of worth it to get, but here we are. Okay. All right, so we're going to ride Winnie the Pooh, which, you know, some of you are mad about Winnie the Pooh because it wiped out Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. But as you heard, we just rode Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. So it's all still here, so we can appease everybody. So let's hop on this thing.
Thank you. A Heffalumperoozle is very confusal. A Heffalumperoozle's very sly. They come in ones and twosles, but if they so choosles, before your eyes you'll see them multiply.
They're
extraordinary, so better be wary, because they come in every shape and size. If honey's what you covet, you'll find that they love it, because they guzzle up the thing you prize. Beware, 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 beware.
Okay, you know, while we're still on the topic of Star Wars,
yeah,
the new Rogue One toys are coming out September 30th, Friday. There's a brand new Star Wars day.
All right, we're getting a brand new...
And I've gotten to look at least some pictures.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm excited because this is almost Force Friday
every
all
character.
Over
now, you were talking to me before we... Yeah, Force Friday, and I've heard Toys R Us is going to be doing some late night, like midnight release party type of thing. Which I'll see if I can get over there and talk to some people. But right now, I've just seen some images of the droid. There's pictures of the female lead character. Some kind of the new ship. These are really, of course, very cool looking figures. I'm even seeing. And I don't know if maybe they've released this figure before, but I've never seen it. But they have the what I call the Clone Wars version of Darth Maul here. It looks like.
Huh.
Although he's got more normal-looking legs. But I'm seeing a Darth Maul, and I don't know if that's like a new one that's being released. But it's a cool-looking toy. He doesn't have quite the android legs, but...
Well, you know, and he doesn't quite have the android legs on Rebels, as near as we can tell. So maybe it's related to that
series. Darth Maul has popped up in Rebels, then. See, I'm a bit behind. I'm still trying to catch up on Clone Wars. I haven't had as much time to watch everything, and I'm right now I'm in the fifth season of Clone Wars, which is stuff I didn't get to see when it aired the first time. So I'm trying to catch up on that, and I've gotten up to where Darth Maul has come back, and I'm going to finish this before I start getting back, because I'm somewhere in the middle of season two on Rebels. I stopped because I wanted to get all the Darth Maul stuff together so I'd understand what was happening. So I just don't have time to keep up with all the different shows, and now with my, you know, schoolwork and stuff, it's just been difficult.
Well, in that case, I'll just say, spoilers!
Oh, don't say. But I think I did see something that Darth Maul was coming back. What makes me nervous is I think, because you know how your DVR, if you don't watch everything you have on there, it'll start deleting stuff
yeah.
for space? I'm afraid some of season two may have deleted before I got to watch it because I don't remember how many episodes I've watched. But I'm the next episode it has showing for me is something about the Rise of the Apprentice, and maybe that is where I left off because I'm thinking maybe that's Darth Maul coming back or something. I know I saw something about Darth Maul and I stopped and went back to go finish watching Clone Wars, which it's taken me years trying to get caught up on that.
Yeah.
Well, boy, if I had more time.
Rise of the Apprentice is the finale for season two for Rebels.
Yeah, there's like four episodes.
Two episodes, actually.
I got left there to watch.
So,
I thought I had four still on my list, and I'll have to go look. So, but I know as we're here in Disneyland, we're missing the premiere of season three here tonight, which will be recorded on my DVR, so I'll get a chance to watch it later. But as you're hearing this, you've probably hopefully saw all the premiere of Star Wars Rebels, everybody, so don't tell me what happens because I haven't watched it yet.
I actually have already seen it. I caught it on Disney XD on the app.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've gotten into the
app. And along the same lines, if you were a fan of Phineas and Ferb, the creators, Dan Povenmire and Jeff Swampy Marsh, have a new series coming out called Milo Murphy.
With Weird Al Yankovic.
It's called Milo Murphy's Law. Weird Al does the voice of the main character. And the first episode of that series is currently available for free on iTunes. Yeah.
Really? Okay, I'm going to have to check that out. Because I want to. I guess it debuts sometime in October. So I was waiting for that. But okay, if I can watch it early on iTunes, I'll definitely check that out. Oh, well, I think we finally get a chance to get on our boat here. We've been waiting in line here at Pirates of the Caribbean. We probably better get on this boat instead of standing around here because they're going
to. Well, you know, the line for pirates does move, please.
To alter course, mateys, and there be plundering pirates lurking in every cove, waiting to board. Sit closer together and keep your ruddy hands inboard. That be the best way to repel boarders. And mark well me words, mateys, dead men tell no tales. Ye come seeking adventure and salty old pirates, eh? Sure, you've come to the proper place. But keep a weather eye open, mates, and hold on tight, with both hands, if you please. There be squalls ahead, and Davy Jones waiting for them what don't obey.
Jack, drink up the hearties, yo-ho! Of this bewitched treasure.
Perhaps he knows too much. He's seen the cursed treasure. You know where it be hidden. Now proceed at your own risk. These be the last friendly words you'll hear. You may not survive to pass this way again.
Break your colors, you blooming cockroaches! By thunder, we'll see you to Davy Jones! He needs persuasion, mates. Fire at will! Cut the ruddy wreckage away! Stand by as your guns bear! Surrender, you lily-livered lovers! Another broadside and you goes down with the tide! Give it to him again, lad! Aye, that'll show the bilge rats! Avast, you scurvy scum! Bring up your white flag!
We will never surrender!
Very well, then! Give him a broadside! Pound them, lads! Pound
them! Down on number four, guys!
We're gonna sink your stinky ship, you! Take them below! Clear the decks, lads!
Hype the lubber aloft, matey! Speak up, you bilge rat! Where be the treasure?
Do not tell him, Carlos! No!
Scuttle, you cockroach!
No, por favor, no!
Pipe him aloft again, matey.
Be brave, Carlos. Don't listen to him.
By gum, he'll talk, or do a fine dance at rope's end. Be that clear, senor?
Don't tell him, Carlos. Don't.
Weigh anchor now, you swabbies. What be I offered for this winsome wench? Stout-hearted and corn-fed.
Be a stouter by the pound.
Shift your cargo, dearie. Show him your larboard side.
We watch the ready.
Belay there, you forecastle swab.
Oh, the ready.
Ready.
We watch the ready.
Avast there.
And now, you bilge rats, do I hear six? Who makes it six?
sex be. Sex bottles of rum.
I'm not sponging for rum. It be gold I'm after. Strike your colors, you brazen wench. No need to expose your superstructure.
Hurry it up, boy. Come on now.
We watch the rating. We watch the rating.
Quiet, you
Oh, shiver me so. It's dead wore out, I be. My too fast these lock-footed wenches be for the likes of an old swag-bellied pirate such as I. Now, where be that fascinating little old treasure, eh? Heave to, mateys. Say, have you set your eyes on a bewitching maiden in your travels? Oh, she be a lively lassie, she were. Oh, I tell you true, it's sore I be to hoist me colours on the likes of that shy little wench. Favour, keep a weather eye open, mateys. I be willing to share, I be.
Kitty, kitty, kitty. Have a little old tot of rum with old Bill, eh? Come on now, be a nice little pussycat. Oh, you'll be a spicy one.
Give us the keys, you squirrely little beast.
I say grab his ears.
Work him over to the noose. Go on now, hold it higher. Higher, I say, higher.
Oh, mangy mutt. Hit him with a super.
Here, doggy. Here, doggy. Nice doggy.
Belay that talk. We want the keys, not the mutt, you swab. Can't you reach any further, you stub-winged bilge rat?
Dead men tell now.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I saw this really, really weird video this week. Did you see this? A BMW in Turkey that they have built to turn into a robot. Pretty much like a Transformer.
You know, I've seen a couple of pictures, but I haven't seen the video yet.
I started with one video, and then I found the actual company's video where they were testing it out, and they were making their own commercial. And it doesn't really move very fast in the transformation. It's almost like one part has to move at a time. But it is kind of really cool that it turns into a robot, and then the arms can move, the head can turn. But, of course, it cannot walk. Once they make that puppy walk, I'm in.
Well, once they make that puppy walk, then we're in for some Autobot Decepticon invasions.
Yeah, hopefully they'll be on our side.
Oh, we can hope. We can hope.
We can only hope. Okay, well, here we are. Here's Frontierland. It's nice. Frontierland, I think, is... I guess it was Adventureland I went into first when I was first at Walt Disney World. And we just left New Orleans Square, which is almost an equivalent to Adventureland. But Frontierland, always a nice place to visit. But I definitely think we got to hop on Splash Mountain. Oh. I feel like getting wet. It's hot.
All right, let's go for it. Pretty good sure as you're born.
Certainly.
That's what we know. Pretty good show is your own. Pretty good show is your own. How do you do? Fine, how are you? How you come on? Pretty good show is your own. Pretty good show is your own. Pretty good show is your own.
I'm looking for a little more adventure.
I've had fun, a little bit of fun now.
I'm hoping for a little more excitement.
Time to be moving along.
I've had enough of this old bright patch.
I think an adventure's about to hatch.
I'm moving on, say goodbye to me. Down at the laughing places where I'll be. I'm looking for a little more adventure.
I'm head for a little bit of fun now.
I'm hoping for a little more excitement.
Time to be moving along.
I nailed up my door, I'll see you around. The laughing places where I'm bound.
If you're heading out and not coming back, then I'm coming too, I've packed my sack.
I'm looking for a little bit of fun now.
Time to be moving along.
Time to be moving along. He's looking for a little more adventure, but he's heading for a little bit of trouble. He's heading for a little bit of danger. Time to be turning around. Time to be turning around. Careful, we're out of better mend your ways. You're heading for trouble one of these days. Warning this rabbit, I'm afraid it's a waste. He's heading for the laughing place. Time to be turning around. Time to be turning around. He's looking for a little more adventure, but he's heading for a little bit of trouble. He's heading for a little bit of danger. Time to be turning around. Time to be turning around. Time to be turning around.
Oh,
Everybody's got a laughing place to go, ho, ho. Take a smile there for a while, and you'll find yours in a ho-ho. Honey and rainbows all the way. Take the frown, turn it upside down, and soon you'll find you're here to stay.
Everybody's got a laughing place to go, ho, ho. Come on in, give us all a grin, and you'll find yours, I know, ho, ho. Laughing is how we spend our day. Funny fun is what we make. Boy, are we in luck. We're visiting our laughing place. Yuck, 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 yuck. Everybody's got a laughing place to go, go, go. We found one that's filled with fun, and you'll find yours, I know, oh, oh. Everybody's got a laughing place to go, go, go.
Sooner or later, that rabbit is gonna come home.
He's coming.
I bet you. I bet you that he'll get there. You wait and see.
Will he, Mama?
Sooner or later, Br'er Fox will be letting him go.
Ooh.
I bet you.
Ooh.
Br'er Rabbit's gonna fool him. You wait and see.
You wait and see.
He's gonna trick old Br'er Fox.
Ooh.
Get away while he talks. Matter of factly, I don't know exactly when. But sooner or later, that rabbit is gonna come home.
Gonna come home.
He's learned his lesson again. He's gonna fool old Br'er Bear.
Yeah.
And escape from his lair.
He is?
Matter of factly, I don't know exactly when.
Sooner or later.
But sooner or later, that rabbit is gonna come home.
Gonna come home.
He's learned his lesson again. Sooner or later, that rabbit is gonna come home.
He's coming.
I betcha. I betcha that he'll get there. You wait and see.
Will he, Mama?
Sooner or later, Br'er Fox will be letting him go.
Ooh.
I betcha.
Ooh.
Br'er Rabbit's gonna fool him. You wait and see.
You wait and see.
He's gonna trick old Br'er Fox.
Ooh.
Get away while he talks. Matter of factly, I don't know exactly when. But sooner or later, that rabbit is gonna come home.
Gonna come home.
He's learned his lesson again. He's gonna fool old Br'er Bear.
Yeah.
And escape from his lair.
He is?
Matter of factly, I don't know exactly when.
Sooner or later.
But sooner or later, that rabbit is gonna come home.
Gonna come home.
He's learned his lesson again.
Time to be turning around.
If only you could.
If you finally found your laughing place,
how come you aren't laughing?
So,
It's where I'm born and bred in. The brown patch is where I'm heading. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-hey. I'm back in my home now and I'm sure gonna stay.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-hey. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading our way.
Seen these pictures online yet of let's see, where was this guy? I think he's from the Netherlands, and I guess originally he was commissioned to just do some artwork for Indiana Jones. Where was this guy's name? Patrick Schoenemaker. He's a 36-year-old, but he's worked for the last 5 years to make an animated Indiana Jones movie of some sort.
Awesome.
And I don't know how long it's going to be. But it's going to be available to view here on September 29th, this Thursday. So you can watch this before you go to buy your Star Wars toys. But I don't know where he's going to debut it. I mean, is he going to put it on a YouTube channel? Of course, once it gets out there, you know every site in the world is going to put it out. Oh, look, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
The Raider.net, they're the one that asked him to create the artwork for their site. Mm-hmm. So that would be a somewhere that I would look first to try to find where this is going to pop up. But the images, oh, no, wait, the short animated piece, you can check it out at patrickschoenemaker.com. There it is.
All right.
Now, it's hard to – I will put something in the show notes because it would be hard to spell his name. I mean, he is Dutch, so you might not be used to the spelling. But, my goodness, the images for this thing are fantastic.
Excellent. Yeah, I've seen them too, and I am really looking forward to seeing what kind of project he's put together with this.
And I hope he gets a full commission from LucasArts to, you know, create a series, an animated series of Indiana Jones. That would be amazing.
Yeah, and it's a great direction to take the character right now.
Yeah, you know, because Harrison Ford, maybe he'll even voice it. Because, you know, but he's getting older. He doesn't quite look the same. But to get back into that younger 30-something, 40-something, whatever, Indiana Jones would rate. Mm-hmm.
Well, Harrison Ford's contract may have something to say about him being able to voice the character.
All right, y'all. One more time. It don't matter what you look like. It don't nobody gonna sing with me. Okay.
The Neverland Trailer Park.
Hello. Is he asking me on a date?
She didn't seem that impressed. Wow.
You clean up pretty good yourself.
You two look fine this evening.
We're on a date.
Very nice.
Took you long enough to ask. So, why did you give up your life on Earth? We boarded the Avalon with a destination. 120-year hibernation means a wake up in a new century on a new planet. But a year ago, everything changed.
Hello? Anybody here?
Hello?
you know what's going on? Nobody else is awake.
I think something went wrong with the hibernation pods. We woke up too soon. 9 years too soon.
This can't be happening. We have to go back to sleep.
We can't. Something's wrong. Something big.
What do we do now?
Do you trust me? This ship is gonna go. I have to do this.
No! You die, I die!
There's something I have to tell you. There's a reason we woke up early.
Okay, so this is going to be like the Chris Pratt section as we're walking around here. Because he's got a movie that is coming with Jennifer Lawrence called Passengers. And it kind of looks interesting, and I've seen people kind of getting excited about it. It's basically this, like an arc of humans that are all supposed to be in like 120 years of sleeping to go and begin a colony on this other planet. Well, somewhere in the middle of the trip, Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence are two characters that wake up. And they still have like 90 years left before they're going to hit the planet, so they're not going to live. And so it's the mystery of why did we wake up? And they find out there's something wrong that they have to fix. And then can they get back to sleep so they can actually survive to the planet? So all these different things. But the funny part about this is it's coming out in December. And you know what other space movie is coming out in December?
What's that?
Star Wars Rogue One.
That's coming out in December?
Yes. So why, despite, you know, Chris Pratt being awesome, would you put another space movie out at the same time as Star Wars?
I don't know.
Who thought of this?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm just waiting until next August when we get another space movie starring Chris Pratt.
Yes, sir. Guardians of the Galaxy 2. But, you know, Chris Pratt, I'm loving everything he's doing. And, you know, seeing some videos, even stuff he does in real life, I really have a lot of respect for that guy. And he's such a great character actor. A lot of fun characters he gets to play. But, oh my goodness, his latest Magnificent Seven opened in theaters.
There'll be spectacle, there'll be fantasy, there'll be daring do and stuff like you would never see.
Hey, a movie!
Yeah, we're gonna be a movie!
Starring everybody!
And me!
Boy, I wish I were you people seeing this for the first time!
Kermit, I got a great picture of the chicken!
Oh, good!
Man carries a gun, he tends to use it.
Dan, you dead? Pity.
I had just ordered a drink from that man.
Took a job, looking for some men to join you.
Is it difficult?
Impossible.
How many you got so far?
You and me.
Who's she?
We work for her.
Good Lord.
That's right.
That man murdered my husband.
I want something. I take it.
He will take everything we have.
So you seek revenge?
I seek righteousness. But I'll take revenge.
I need more than a few to help us fight.
What a bunch of misfits we are.
You know how to shoot that thing? I'm good.
So am I.
Good luck, my friend.
Oh, we're good. We got a Mexican.
Sense we are bonding.
Oh.
We got a seven.
He's got an army.
And they'll be murdered
by the world's greatest lover.
Why are you here? Fighting someone else's fight.
These people deserve their lives back.
Just make sure we're fighting the battle in front of us, not the battle behind.
Every man's got the right to choose where he dies.
We have nowhere else to go, so...
You ain't never seen a soldier like me. 1, 2, 3, I'm a vigilante. 4, 5, 6, kiss that ass goodbye. When I pull the gun, then somebody gotta die.
What's the plan?
I've always wanted to blow something up.
Is that a plan?
How'd we do?
I think we killed them all.
Okay, now, show of hands, because I can see you through your phone. Who got to see the original Magnificent Seven? And Eric, we were talking earlier, you didn't get, you've never seen the original Magnificent
no,
Seven.
No, I haven't seen it, or the movie that inspired it, The Seven Samurai.
Seven Samurai. Oh, my goodness. This remake, it's almost an homage to the original. Now, I barely remember the original. I know I saw it. But the funny part about this movie, at the end of the movie, when they're, because they, you know, they put all the credits at the end of movies these days, they played the original theme.
Oh, cool.
Which was really great. But the cool part also about the music in this is like James Horner's last work before he passed. So, and it's really good. He really brought a great feel and tone to the movie. This is, I mean, if you liked movies like Tombstone, the way that was presented, this reminded me a lot of Tombstone. Just, you know, where it's not over the top, gritty, kind of as we're getting for some of our Westerns now. It's just that great, good, solid Western, great characters. I mean, this is one of the best casts I think I've seen in a Western since Rio Bravo, which, have you ever seen Rio Bravo by any
chance?
Oh,
yeah.
Great movie. I mean, what is that? John Wayne and, I forgot the guy's name.
Dean Martin.
Yeah. And then they have the kid who was like he was a teenage heartthrob at the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Not coming to my mind, but.
Wow. Ricky Nelson. Yes, Rio Bravo. Just has great cast. Great, and then they even has a, I don't know if that's a good idea. You know, that guy who you always, he's got the most famous voice, and his name escapes me. He's in Rio Bravo.
Gabby Hayes?
Oh, that's got a great, no. If you were to say the right name, I would, it would click in my head. But Yul Brynner, not Yul Brynner.
Yeah, I'll be honest, it's been 20 years since I saw Rio Bravo, so.
Oh, I think I got it on DVD somewhere, because that's a great movie. But just in the same way, Magnificent Seven, the cast is phenomenal. I mean, you've got Denzel Washington, mm-hmm. you got Chris mm-hmm. Pratt. You got Vincent D'Onofrio, mm-hmm. which that guy can play anything. Oh, my goodness. He's got such a great and interesting character in this. You're going to love that character. Ethan Hawke is, he's almost, it's almost like he saw Val Kilmer's performance as Doc Holliday and thought, that's the way a Southern man in the West mm-hmm. behaves. And it's almost like having that character back. And Ethan Hawke just made such a great character out of, and the guy's name is like Goodnight or something, I forgot. It's hard to keep track of the names because you're just like, oh, wow, it's this actor, and you're just loving that. But then you're enjoying their character so much, but you don't always remember their name. You're just like, this character is mm-hmm. great. Mm-hmm. Oh, and you know, then of course, they have a couple other characters that I don't recognize them from anything else. But Billy Rocks, who is from the Orient.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you have a Comanche, Red Harvest, who's part of it. And they round out the seven. And the great thing about this is you love each of these characters equally enough. To where, you know, slight spoiler alert, I guess, not all seven are going to live through this. But when one of them goes, they go out in such a great and heroic manner that you may cry, but you're also going to feel it like, oh, he went out a hero, because the way they do it. I mean, just great hero characters. I mean, they are similar to Guardians of the Galaxy, where not all of them are the great saintly type people. Mm-hmm. But, they're standing up for these, because there's people on this town are being oppressed by this miner who, instead of legitimately, he's discovered gold, and he wants to mine all the gold. But instead of being more nice and working maybe with the town, they've spent all this time. These are settlers that have homesteaded. You know, they've built this town, and they don't want to move away from the town. And this miner could have gone in and say, hey, I want to help the town. We will build this town because we can make money off this mine that I own over here, and this will be great. He doesn't come in like that. He wants to land grab and steal their land. He offers them like a measly price for their land. That's a lot less than what the land is worth. But if they don't want to comply, he's going to kill them. He's not a nice guy. This guy Bogue. So now when you've got this town being oppressed and they have nothing they can do, they're just simple farmers. Mm-hmm. You got to go find some help. And so in walks Sam Chisholm, or we get introduced to Sam Chisholm, Denzel Washington's mm-hmm. character, who is a full license warrant officer from Wichita, Kansas. Like that, because Wichita, it's not that far from where I'm at. So. But and of course, he helps to round up this other group of all these different gunfighters. But they're different types of gunfighters. One's, you know, quality of knives. You've got Chris Pratt's character, Faraday, who is a gambler who uses, like, all these magic tricks and deception and his speed of his quick draw, you know. They're, all the characters are unique in their abilities. And, oh my gosh, it's just great. And it really, you know, it's that same vibe of something like Blazing Saddles a little bit, because you got the, you know, the African-American black guy, whatever you want to call it, coming who's going to save the town by getting the town to rise up and defend themselves. Oh, just good movie. They did such a great job, and I really got to recommend this. You got to go. I went by myself. Heather says, well, she wants to see it, so I think we're going to be going again, so she gets a chance to watch it. And I'll have no complaints of seeing it again, because I, at one point in the middle of it, had to run away to go to the bathroom because I was drinking a big soda. So I'm like, I missed something. So I tried to pick a good point because I felt it coming along. I was like, oh, I'm going to have to run to the bathroom soon. But like, oh, look, a training montage is coming where they're going to train the villagers to shoot straight. So, okay, let me run to the restroom real quick.
Wait. Not train them how to make costumes?
Nope, not making costumes like Three Amigos, but it did remind me of that a little bit. But teaching them how to fight for themselves. And something that they changed to kind of modernize it, and this is for you ladies, they do have a female character that she's a heck of a good shot. And she gets to get out there and defend her home, and she is actually standing up because her husband... Oh, and see, this is how you know a good movie, because... And I am sorry, I cannot think of the actor's name, but he played Bryce Larkin in Chuck. So, within the first 5 minutes of the first episode of Chuck, you see him die. And Chuck ends up being one of my favorite TV series of all time. Mm-hmm. So, in Magnificent Seven, when I see him playing the husband, and he's a good man, he's Matthew, and he's trying to stand up for what's right, and he ends up getting killed in the first, like, 5-10 minutes, I was like, that's a sign that it's going to be a good movie, because when that man's in it and he dies, you know you're going to love it. So, I hope it went, and White Collar was his big show on USA, I hope he didn't die in that one, otherwise he's becoming a trend of dying. But if he's in something and he dies, it means it's going to be good.
Great thing about the Disneyland here in Neverland is we can have multiple attractions of the same attraction. You know, if you look over here to our left, over in the Frontierland section, we got Phantom Manor, but over here in the New Orleans section, we've got the Haunted Mansion. You want to hop onto one of those?
I'm saying Haunted Mansion, because I got
all
to.
Right.
We'll do the Phantom Manor sometime, but yeah, we got to get on the Haunted Mansion.
All right.
Hinges creak in doorless chambers, and strange and frightening sounds echo through the halls. Whenever candlelights flicker, where the air is deathly still, that is the time when ghosts are present, practicing their terror with ghoulish delight. Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion. I am your host, your ghost host. Kindly step all the way in, please, and make room for everyone. There's no turning back now. Our tour begins here in this gallery, where you see paintings of some of our guests as they appeared in their corruptible mortal state. Your cadaverous pallor betrays an aura of foreboding, almost as though you sense a disquieting metamorphosis. Is this haunted room actually stretching? Or is it your imagination? And consider this dismaying observation. This chamber has no windows and no doors. Which offers you this chilling challenge, to find a way out. Of course, there's always my way. Oh, I didn't mean to frighten you prematurely. The real chills come later. Now, as they say, look alive, and we'll continue our little tour. And let's all stay together, please. There are several prominent ghosts who have retired here from creepy old crypts all over the world. Actually, we have 999 happy haunts here, but there's room for 1,000. Any volunteers? If you insist on lagging behind, you may not need to volunteer. And now, a carriage approaches to take you into the boundless realm of the supernatural. Take your loved ones by the hand, please, and kindly watch your step. Oh, yes, and no flash pictures, please. We spirits are frightfully sensitive to bright lights. Do not pull down on the safety bar, please. I will lower it for you. And heed this warning. The spirits will materialize only if you remain quietly seated at all times. We find it delightfully unlivable here in this ghostly retreat. Every room has wall-to-wall creeps, and hot and cold running chills. Shh, listen. All our ghosts have been dying to meet you. This one can hardly contain himself. Unfortunately, they all seem to have trouble getting through. Perhaps Madame Leota can establish contact. She has a remarkable head for materializing the disembodied.
Serpents and spiders, tail of a rat, call in the spirits wherever they're at. Rap on a table, it's time to respond. Send us a message from somewhere beyond. Goblins and ghoulies from last Halloween, awaken the spirits with your tambourine. Creepies and crawlies, toads in a pun, let there be music from regions beyond. Wizards and witches, wherever you dwell, give us a hint by ringing a bell.
The happy haunts have received your sympathetic vibrations and are beginning to materialize. They're assembling for a swinging wake, and they'll be expecting me. I'll see you all a little later.
Tombstones quake.
Spooks come out for swing and wake.
Happy haunts materialize
and begin to vocalize.
Grim, grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
Grim, grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Moon climbs high o'er the dead oak tree.
Spooks arrive for the midnight spree.
Creepy creeps with eerie eyes.
Starts to shriek and harmonize.
Grim, grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
When you hear the knell of a requiem bell,
weird ghosts dream where spirits dwell.
Restless bones etherealize.
Rise as spooks of every size.
When the cryptos creak and the tombstones quake,
spooks come out for a swinging wake. Happy haunts materialize and begin to vocalize. Grim, grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide. For a silly spook makes it by your side.
Shrouded in a darkish hide.
They pretend to paralyze.
Grim, grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
If you would like to join our jam.
Ah, there you are. And just in time, there's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return. Now I will raise the safety bar, and a ghost will follow you home.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory.
Hurry back. Hurry back.
Rest in peace.
Be sure to bring your death certificate if you decide to join us. Make final arrangements now. We've been dying to have you.
You know, I got the weirdest feeling.
What?
I I don't. As we're getting off of this, I mean, I know they talk about, you know, be careful of the hitchhiking ghosts, but the hitchhiking ghosts are fun loving. Yeah. Whenever they've followed me out of here, they just want to maybe have some fun with me. But I feel like there's something following us out of there that, I don't know, it doesn't seem as friendly as the hitchhiking ghosts. I don't know, it's just, something's not right. I have no idea what it is.
You were just listening to it a little too closely. A ghost is going to follow you home. Little Leota, she creeps you out a little bit. And plus they got that laughing sound as you're walking out of it. Don't worry about it, Jeremy. It's just your nerves.
Yeah, it probably is. Well, it's never really unnerved me like that. I'm probably just being paranoid, you know. We're getting into October, you know. That's when all that, you know, spooky fun is supposed to go on. Something's just... The little hairs on the back of my neck are just doing the hokey pokey.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's the mansion.
Yeah. Yeah, right. It's just the mansion, but... I'm kind of worn out. I think we better call this a day here. But we're going to have to definitely come back and we'll ride some of these extinct attractions that would still exist here.
Oh, sometime. Definitely.
We definitely. Because the nice thing about Neverland is
we don't just have Disneyland, we have Yesterland.
Yes, because it's Neverland. And let's hope nothing ever changes it. This is our place. This is our Neverland. We can do what we want. And as long as nothing ever changes that, I guess we're going to be okay.
All righty.
Well, but thanks for coming along with us to play around in the parks today.
Hey, thanks for having me along.
Yeah, we'll definitely do this again. So, okay, well, I guess we're going to have to sign off.
All
for
right.
This, though.
Hey, thank you so much. And hey, everyone out there, have a great rest of your week.
Definitely. And see us back here next week, because I guess we got to start. I have no idea what I'm going to do for October. I should probably start working on that.
Just let me know.
Yep, certainly. You know, because stranger things have happened. Alrighty, goody, goody, goody. That's a good show. I think everybody's going to like this one. And I've got the final edits done. I just have to extract the file, and we're ready to go. Awesome. What in the world is that? Oh, well, I hope that's not picking up on the...
You left this running, honey.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.